The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good evening, Rolene. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you? I think just like most of Israel and most people around the world, we are looking at what happened last night, the announcement by Trump that he will be pulling out, or rather America would be pulling out of the Iranian nuclear deal with a lot of trepidation, a lot of heating up of our borders on the north. And as of the last few minutes, we have it in that Egypt has said that they would like themselves and more Arab countries to be involved in an amended deal. Macron has come out and said that France will be staying inside the deal. It is now up to other European countries to decide what they want to do. But we do know that Israel has spoken to at least 22 other countries, shown the intelligence and shared the details of what's inside the archives that our intelligence agencies recovered last week. And that has been shared with 22 countries, and it now remains to be seen who will stay in the Iranian treaty and who will follow the Trump administration out. But things definitely heating up. Israel attacked numerous targets last night. So far, 15 people have been killed, 8 of them Iranians, and a lot of rumors flying around. And also what we can confirm is that a limited amount of artillery has been called up.
Very interesting. You know, last night we were all watching with bated breath, watched the announcement, and then the news wires went wild, especially coming out of Israel, where all of a sudden it was updates on, you know, the bomb shelters in northern Israel being opened. All of a sudden, there were also later on in the night, there were these reports coming out of Damascus of Israel bombing, you know, some places in Damascus. Do you think that the world is making a bigger thing of this than it really is?
Well, we have seen irregular activity by the Iranian army in Syria, and this was cause for concern. I don't think it was an overreaction. We have been anticipating some kind of reprisal strike from Iran. They are also eager to prove their might in Syria and continue to harangue Israel. We are prepared for this, as you can see by our preemptive attack last night. We do also, as a country, take every precaution necessary to make sure that our civilian populations are okay. And that was, you know, hence the order to open bomb shelters on the Golan and in the north last night. I think it's very, very, very premature to say that we are in a war situation or we are headed to war. We know that things are particularly tense in the north, and we know that our IDF Chief of Staff, Gadi Eisenkot, has been up there. He's seen the situation for himself, and the next couple of days, I'm sure, will be very, very, very tense as the whole world jostles to see who's going to stay in, who's going to stay out, or what kind of amendments can be made to the Iranian nuclear deal now that the Trump administration has pulled out. Netanyahu last night saying that this was a very, very brave and courageous act by America. He has the backing of major Jewish organizations all across America, as well as U.S. Defense Chief or Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who has said that President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal because he has found it inadequate and he could not affirm that the agreement was being lived up to. Last night, following his dramatic announcement that America would be pulling out of the deal, President Trump announced that there would be, or America would be, applying tougher sanctions against the Iranian regime. So now it remains to be seen how he intends to do this, what kind of monitoring measurements will be put in place, and what is going to happen. We do know that former Secretary of State John Kerry was heavily castigated by Donald Trump for almost being a traitor because he had negotiated or spoken to European powers as well as the Iranians kind of behind the back of the Trump administration. Some in Israel saying that that is tantamount to being a traitor. And as of about half an hour ago, French President Emmanuel Macron, who spoke with Iran's Hassan Rouhani, they have decided to continue with the implementation of the Iranian deal. So a lot of excitement, a lot of trepidation at the moment.
Very, very interesting. Rolene, let's talk about Netanyahu's meeting with Putin.
Netanyahu flew to Russia today, not only to meet with Vladimir Putin, and as you can imagine, we know that the situation in the Middle East, Russia's role in Syria, continued intelligence cooperation and military cooperation in Syria will be discussed, as well as how we move forward now that the Trump administration has been or has pulled out of the Iranian deal. Putin expressing disappointment last night that this is the route that America tried to or has chosen to go. But Prime Minister Netanyahu in Russia today attending a Victory Day parade alongside President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, paying tribute to Russian soldiers who liberated the death camps, helped in defeating the Nazis. Both leaders laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. And Netanyahu saying, we in Israel do not forget even for a moment the great sacrifice by the Russian people or the sacrifices made by the Red Army to defeat the Nazi monstrosity. And he likened Iran's ambitions in the Middle East to that of the Nazi regime. In fact, he used the word Holocaust. He said that Iran's intentions with their nuclear weapon or with their nuclear program is another Holocaust.
And whether he can be trusted is a, you know, whether Putin can be trusted is another conversation. Rolene, that's where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much for your time, and look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. And just stay safe and have a good evening.
Tomorrow, same time, same place, and please guard us safe night for all.